Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
And making its way late into the smart home speaker race, Microsoft's Cortana Digital Assistant, Invoke.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Microsoft has offered the latest challenge to the smart speaker race. It's hoping the Invoke, which will debut this fall, can take on the Amazon Echo and Alphabet's Google Home. The voice-controlled Invoke, a Samsung unit, will use Microsoft's Cortana Digital Assistant to take commands. How will it fare in an already insanely competitive marketplace? Here with more is the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green joining us on the line from Seattle. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
This voice-controlled Invoke, it seems like what we've come to learn and expect from the smart speakers. Does it do the same things as the Echo and Google Home, pretty much?
That's the plan. You know, it isn't going to be out for a few months. They say fall of this year.
Okay.
But it sounds very much like what the other devices are offering.
And the use of Skype, is that what's big at play here? Is that sort of a one-up to the competition? And how important is that element?
Yeah, well, I think that is something Harman Kardon and Microsoft are calling out, because it is something that Echo nor the Google Home device has. I think that will be a big deal as they roll it out. Now, it seems possible, if not likely, that both Google and Amazon will include that in future iterations of the product, and perhaps even in versions that come out before this product hits the market. But Microsoft is definitely, and as I say, Harman Kardon, are definitely calling that out right now.
Also, you know, unlike Amazon and Google, Microsoft initially is relying on a partner to enter the smart speaker market. What's behind that strategy?
Well, you know, Microsoft has certainly relied on partners as it's moved into other markets, most notably the PC business, where, you know, companies like Lenovo and HP make devices that run Windows. That said, I think just like that market, where Microsoft has subsequently introduced its Surface devices, I could totally see Microsoft moving into this market as well with its own device. It's a little unclear why Microsoft is coming out first with a device from a partner, but as I say, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Microsoft eventually have its own device in this market.
So the Invoke comes more than 2 years after the release of the Echo. It's also competing with Google Home, obviously, like we've said. What do we make of this timing here? Because timing can prove to be everything.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Amazon has jumped out to a very early but very large lead in this market. According to some data, they have something like 70% of the U.S. market for these connected home speakers.
Wow. So,
can Microsoft crack into that business? Sure. It is still early, but boy, there's a lot of momentum behind the Echo right now. And so I think, you know, that is a hurdle that Microsoft will have to overcome if it hopes to be a meaningful player in this market.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about Microsoft's Invoke, the digital assistant, which debuts this fall. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So the announcement comes 2 days before the start of Build, which is, of course, Microsoft's annual developer conference in Seattle. Can we expect hints on new capabilities for Cortana or any rumblings about what else might come of that big event?
Yeah, you know, so it is a developer event, so it tends to get kind of geeky. But I think you should expect, announcements around artificial intelligence capabilities. You know, those are the things that power Cortana. So, yeah, I would totally expect, innovations around that, and that'll be the thing that makes a fair amount of noise for Microsoft over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we'll be anxious to see what comes of that. Jay Green, thank you as always for the latest.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks again to Jay Green for joining us. For more on his coverage on all things Microsoft, check out WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.